Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time 2024. You know, accomplishing unity among humanity's multitude of personalities would have been a miracle in any era. So consider the miracles Elisha and Jesus pull off in this Sunday's readings from 2 Kings chapter 4 and John chapter 6. Both fed multitudes of people from the limited resources at their disposal, and both managed those miracles relying on divine supply chains. A supply chain is a single entity made up of multiple units that act together as one, achieving the strength and security to meet a need. But any supply chain is only as strong as its weakest link. For Elisha and Jesus, the true miracle in feeding multitudes using a few loaves of bread was forging chains of grace among the recipients that were strong enough to secure God's peace through succeeding generations. God has always been the source in all supply chains serving world populations. But supply chains don't work just one way. They must accommodate returns, and that's what perpetual Eucharistic adoration is all about. It ensures that the supply chain of divine blessings we receive in the Eucharist remains unbroken in both directions, in Christ's holy sacrifice of the Mass, and in the holy gratitude we send back via any Eucharistic adoration chapel. Nowhere is that reverse supply chain stronger than at the Basilica of the Sacred Heart in Montmartre, Paris, where perpetual adoration has continued uninterrupted since August 1, 1885, including during World War II's bombings and the coronavirus crisis. It serves as a model for adoration chapels around the world, like ours at St. Michael's. In these spaces, recipients of the Eucharist's sustenance are able to return its remnants of grace to God, as transformed by our hearts into the peace we recirculate to the souls surrounding us. God loves these leftovers because we add so much to them. In this Sunday's second reading, Paul calls us to share the peace he was able to extract from Christ's gift, even from within the prison cell he converted into an adoration chapel. I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. One body and one spirit. That's from Ephesians chapter 4. In the unity of God's supply chain, nothing is wasted, because there's always plenty of grace left over to share, and thereby return to center. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.